This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning,
Kelly Weaver and her crew are there. They picked this area in Tennessee because it would be right in line with the eclipse yesterday. I think it's good to look back on the eclipse and our shared humanity. And it's very touching. I feel a sense of kinship with Gavin Wentz and Millie Weaver and their son and all of this shared event together and the majesty and the giganticness of it. And it's only a tiny microcosm of the hundreds of billions of chronicled galaxies that are already out there in this incredible spectrum that we're all living in, the third dimension, the most stable dimension, with all these other dimensions above us, dimensions below us, really humanity on a launch pad to the future, already doing godlike things. People 5,000 years ago would see what we've already done as godlike, but we have the mind of children, but the power of the gods of Olympia. And again, there are people that would rob that future from us. I just ask humanity, how can you let these people have control? They're desperate and freaking out right now because it is the crying wails of dying animals as they realize they're never going to fully enslave us. They're only applying the pressure that will help humanity transcend. Millie.
Well, what's actually cool is this eclipse went west and east, and there's going to be another eclipse. That's the good news for those of you guys who missed it. In 2024, this one will be going south and north, and it actually will be coming through Austin, Texas. So that's a bright side right there for those of you who had missed it, because they are rare events, and it's kind of interesting that it's going to make a cross directly in the middle of America. I think the middle point for the cross is somewhere in Missouri. But the whole thing has just been so wonderful to see, and the amount of unity and just the spirit, the feeling that, you know, was there with all those people who came from all over. I saw people from New Jersey, even from the Boston area, everybody from all around the United States, people from Florida all came to that little tiny town in Tennessee to stand together and witness something great, witness nature and witness what the world we live in is like, and a miracle that you can see that the Creator has put forth for us. And like I was saying, it was so different in person versus in camera, and that's why you saw some of those people's reactions where they're saying, this is absolutely beautiful.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing. This is the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen.
I hear somebody getting really exciting out there. If somebody outside your car, man, we should talk to them. Millie, it's just beautiful hearing you describe all this and, again, sharing this human experience together. That's why the globalists are obsessed with getting us out of nature and into these false systems. People aren't having barbecues. They're not outside anymore. You walk by people's houses, it's glowing blue. I walk around on the Greenbelt at night by my house, and I can look up to another neighborhood where there's golf courses, and all I see is glowing blue, and I'll walk along and look in people's houses from, you know, 100 yards away, and I can see big jumbo TVs. And it'd be one thing if you got knowledge from TV or watched a movie sometimes on your TV. I'm not saying it's pure evil. I'm saying the way it's been deployed is sucking us out of reality and bringing us into this matrix. But we're using television right now to hopefully get folks to spend less time watching it and more time outdoors.
Definitely. And it was a great thing for families to all come together and be able to see this. And the fact that the path was cutting the United States in half, a lot of people were thinking, well, is this a biblical prophecy or what is this? And then you have people on the other hand who were saying, oh, well, this is just science and we're out here witnessing an amazing planetary event. And
well, people saying it's just science are saying they're the priesthood. They have all the knowledge and knowledge has stopped. Obviously, it's all science. And then as we learn more science, we learn much of the old fables and things were abstract projections or archetypes of greater truths that people were trying to understand.
Exactly. I just hope that my feeling I got out of this is we need to work hard to create unity in the country and get this division away, because to experience such a horrific event in Charlottesville and then experience such a beautiful and miraculous event with people all coming together and loving each other, it really spoke like we need to create unity.
And exactly, because again, they create the disunity, hoping we play along with it. They're the media, they are the enemy.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listening to Melly Weaver earlier was just very powerful, describing seeing the total eclipse of the sun with her own two eyes with her son versus seeing what it looks like on a camera. I've talked to so many genetic engineers, and they say having the genetic code, even having the CRISPR system, being able to edit it in live time, is like having a photo of a Bengal tiger versus the actual Bengal tiger. So humanity has incredible technology, and we interface together through this technology, but still, all the studies show it's making us weaker, stupider, slower, as we're removed from the natural environment, seeing the eclipse together versus seeing it on television, two entirely different things. Because it's obviously not just visual, it's also hearing the birds start to sing and go to sleep, and the crickets get awake and start playing their violins, and hearing the laughter of children and witnessing it for yourself and smelling, you know, the fresh cut grass out there in the park, and then physically seeing it, the moon is blue and the corona's actually almost electric green. And it's like, I never saw this before. I saw it on television and it was totally different. because you weren't seeing an eclipse. You were seeing a digital facsimile of it. And even with our incredible technology, it was nothing close to the real thing. Powerful. Now, joining us is Harry Dent, formerly worked with Bain Capital, really smart economist, best-selling author. HarryDent.com, he's made a lot of accurate predictions, and he's been predicting the last few years that we would see an economic downturn in the economy. And we've seen that in many areas of the world. I obviously want him to be wrong, not because he's not a smart guy or I like him. I understand it's all a big bubble. I understand demographic cliffs. I understand what he's saying is dead on. But we've been so tied down by globalism and artificial systems and regulations and all this, that if we could get rid of Obamacare, we could cut taxes, and if we could cut regulations, the economy would come soaring back. And I said that a year ago, months before Trump even won the election. And Dent said, well, they've got a few tricks left, I guess. But he said, I don't think they can push it much further. Ron Paul agrees with him and says, when the economy goes down, it's not Trump's fault, but that he thinks there could be a 50% correction very, very soon. Now, I'm not trying to say that's going to happen because, you know, they even blame me and Daily Beast in places. They went to the New York Stock Exchange. They said, the market went up. And they said, we tracked it back to Alex Jones when he played that clip of the FBI director saying, former director at the time, saying that Trump never asked him to obstruct justice. And that made the stock market go up. Well, because we played it, they were going to ignore it in the media. Folks picked it up. Rush Limbaugh picked it up. Fox picked it up. But before they even did, Wall Street picked it up, and the market went up. So I want to be real careful about this. I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. I happen to know the strategy for Afghanistan. And I want to tell the listeners, don't worry. Trump really means to pull out. But to do it, it's got to look like we're building up. Because you see a lot of folks moving around. That's really a pullout to make them sue for peace, use Pakistan via India, putting pressure on them to actually have an economic deal. Trump's actually offering Afghanistan a great deal and is planning to pull out in the next year or two. That is the timetable. Now, will the generals manipulate him? Who knows? But we've defeated ISIS basically in 6 months, 7 months. So Trump's really delivering. The question is, can he keep the generals from expanding it like they want to do in Syria? I don't know. But I almost don't want to get up here and say, hey, don't worry. I called a bunch of my contacts. They confirmed what I was suspecting. Trump never tells the enemy what he's going to do. So he's saying we're going to build up. That's actually the cover for the pullout. Then I talked to some other folks this morning who are smart and have contacts. They said that's the word. We'll see if that's the case. So there's my preface with Harry Dent, HarryDent.com, joining us to get into the state of the economy, the state of the world, and what he thinks is really about to happen. Because I want to see you proven wrong.
Let me comment on the eclipse real quick. I've got a good friend in London, a guy who came up to me in a presentation and said, you know, the last time we had an eclipse like this that was this strong, total eclipse and cut right across, all the way across the United States, because eclipses don't hit everywhere. They hit in specific areas. He said, this happened at the beginning of the Civil War. I also look back, the last one like this also happened in 1918, when we had this big influenza pandemic and stuff that killed like tons of people and affected 20.
Well, I was about to say, they made fun of me this week saying that generally these are a lot of times are seen as harbingers of war, doom, calamity.
Well, and usually turning points. Sometimes they can be positive, but more often than not. I mean, we've been in a very strong economy.
So it means a new beginning, something big, a crossroads.
Yes. These don't hit a place like the United States this solid very often. And when they do, it usually is a sign that there's going to be big change.
By the way, you're not into mumbo jumbo. Your chart's been proven some of the most accurate out there, dealing with even not just demographics, but sunspots. And even the ancients knew this. No one really knows how it works. It's not mumbo jumbo. It's really something's going on. I mean, what is it with the sunspots? Let's continue down this line.
Well, you know, I mean, sunspots are a real thing. They go up and down in approximate 10-year cycles, but they can vary from 8 to 13. A guy named Ned Davis had a 10-year decennial cycle for many decades, and it worked. The first 2 to 3 years of every decade saw recessions and stock crashes, early 60s, early 70s, early 80s, early 90s, early 2000s. And then it didn't
Wasn't there work. An eclipse the day Christ was killed?
Yes, right 30, it's the day. They did finally document that, and also the key turning point in the Revolutionary War for George Washington.
And they said, well, they've been losing everything, and they said, we think this is Providence. Now I'm getting freaked out, Because, I mean, I was thinking, because they confirmed for the, through the Roman historians that it was true, and through Josephus, the Jewish historian, but then now with computer maps, they know the day they hung Christ high on Golgotha, they got really freaked out, because boom, total eclipse right over Christ hanging. Can you imagine?
The skies got dark. So, I mean, this sort of stuff, again, people think, you know, sunspots, look, they go up and down. The biggest correlate, if you look at the economy, regardless of anything I say about demographics and other trends and cycles, we get a recession about every 10 years. Sometimes it's 8, sometimes it's 11. That's the sunspot.
2008, yeah.
It goes up and it brings more energy to everybody and people get more optimistic. And when it goes down, things go down. And when I finally got turned on to this sunspot cycle thing by one of the largest fund managers in the country, I went back 150 years, 88% of the recessions, as far back as we can track them in this country, happen in the downside of the sunspot cycle. And if you look at major financial crises like 2008 and 9 or 73 to 74 and 30 to 32 and stuff, 100%, 11 out of 11 major financial crises happen when this sunspot cycle is pointing down, and it is pointing down. And demographic cycles are pointing down. Geopolitical cycles have been pointing down since 9/11. I tracked those back 200 years. And now, this is a great chart. We have, in addition to the kind of whole debt deleveraging and bubbles bursting I've talked about, and bubbles always burst, there's no zero exception.
Well, I'll tell you what's scary. Ron Paul agrees with you. That's what I said earlier. He speaks, he says it's not Trump's fault. He's doing a lot of good stuff trying to get the economy going. But he says we're overdue.
As he called it himself. There's no way to get out of a bubble easily. They have to deleverage. Stocks have to go down. Real estate has to go down. Banks have to fail. Companies have to fail and reorganize. But what I'm saying now and over the last year is that we don't just have a 1930s-like debt deleveraging coming. We have the greatest political social revolution since democracy itself in the late 1700s. Democracy met industrial revolution and free market capitalism, i.e. Adam Smith, the first and only great economist in history, as far as I see. And we've been booming ever since because this is a perfect partnership. You know, democracy is more inclusive, like the lady you were talking to earlier, and capitalism rewards meritocracy and innovation and survival of the fittest. And it took these two to come together to really make the magic juice, and now we're killing. And globalization has been booming since World War II. The first surge was from the mid-1800s into World War I. When we had steamships and then railroads to facilitate trade. So globalization took off for the first time in history. And guess what? Globalization retreated from 1913 to 1945, like 32, 33 years. I think we're seeing the same thing now. This whole backlash, Trump hit it on the head when he said, look, it's not the 1% that's the problem, even though they are. And the everyday person doesn't like the fact that the top 0.1 to 1% are running away with all the wealth, which they have been in the last few decades. They're more worried about immigrants, competition with immigrants and illegal immigrants. They're more worried about foreign competition and labor. But they really didn't like globalization. Like globalization made everybody prosperous for a while. Now a lot of people are saying, no, it's more harm than good. Trump hit that chord, won the kind of rural vote by, I mean, he didn't win like 60 to 40. He won like 80% in a lot of rural counties. And that's what tipped the election. And that's why the polls didn't pick it up. They're polling people in cities and stuff. They're not talking to people out.
Well, let's expand on that because the elites really want him gone. Even though they're able to defeat Trump, which I don't think will happen now, the public's mad at them. It's not Trump. He's just a manifestation of the fact the public's rejected them. Then how does that tie into all the forecasts showing a cliff? Could we escape it with the end of Obamacare, with a tax cut? Because it seems, for now, Trump has staved it off a little bit.
Yeah. Japan has been stimulating on a level that's three times longer than anything Europe, the United States has done. And they still average zero growth over the last two or three decades. You can, yeah, some of these things will make things better, of course. If you can cut healthcare costs, of course, if you cut taxes, that's going to be good for business. It's not going to expand our economy because businesses already have too much capacity. And if you think we don't have too much capacity, go to China.
Sure, sure. It's the problem of the of how good we've got it with production going up. We're actually transcending, you know, being able to work, but then that turns us into lazy slobs. So what happens?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS? Are you facing potential wage garnishments, levies, or tax liens? With a call to the Attorney's Tax Relief Helpline, you can get the tax help you need through special programs that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. Yes, that's right. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. Once you have qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all collection activities against you. Attorney's Tax Relief has been helping consumers reduce their debt and are trusted and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Again, on your mobile phone, dial **1234. That's **1234. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call Attorney's Tax Relief now and get free information and to see if you qualify. You can fix this, but don't wait any longer. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. That's **1234.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Don't forget, David Knight now has kicked off a new syndicated transmission right out of our studios. That's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every day. It's The Real News with David Knight. A lot of our affiliates are now signing on to carry the broadcast on your local AM and FM stations. It's also free to air on satellite. for cable systems like we're being picked up in Houston, Texas. So is David. So very, very exciting. Please call your local stations. Ask them to pick up the real news with David Knight and all the great guests, analysis, and crew that tune in. There's also live streams every day. They're absolutely free at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Now, getting back to our economist friend and best-selling author with all the material that he's been researching, HarryDent.com, this eclipse information is intriguing. Then we'll get into the state of the economy with him and where he thinks it's going, because there was a total eclipse of the sun geographically over Israel and Golgotha the day he was killed. They've now proven with mathematics and computers that indeed the historians were correct. The Bible's right. It happened right before the Civil War started. It happened when the Spanish flu started. It's normally a harbinger of really big change, doom, destruction, you name it. The ancients always thought that. Now, it's not mumbo jumbo that this keeps happening, where the solar flares, we now know, like the ancients said, actually cause the rain. They cause nuclei when they come into the atmosphere. They thought it was just potash. Now they know the ancients were right. The sunspots are associated with rain. They didn't know why. They just knew it. Sunspots are associated with booms and busts. So what does this big, massive, once-in-a-lifetime, last time we had this was 1776 at the start of the war, and was seen as a harbinger of our victory. So, Harry Dent, what does this signify?
I've been saying for the last year, and now the media is saying, I've been saying, we have a civil war coming. It's not maybe, you know, cannons and stuff, but the red states and the blue states, the right and the left, just as we just saw in Charlottesville, have nothing in common. I've got research from Pew that I published last year that showed from 2004 into now, the left and Democrats have gotten more far left and the Republicans have gotten more far right. And so there's no common ground. That's why we can't get any bills passed in Congress. And I really think, I mean, I've never seen this much polarization in politics, in social values. You do have to go back to the Civil War to see this. Even in the Great Depression, when the rich were rich like now and the everyday person wasn't making much progress, then we had a Great Depression and 25% unemployment, people were still not this much at each other's throats. So, you know, I think this is global. I mean, why do we have wars in the Middle East? Where are the places we have wars in the Middle East? Where there's Shias and Sunnis together in the same country, like Iraq and Syria and Iran and Afghanistan. We don't have wars in the rest of the Muslim world so much. These two groups are different, and they can't get along. So why not break into political entities where people have more common values? I really think that we're either going to approach or have some sort of split between red America and blue America. And I think as long as we can still trade and have a large economic zone and stuff and maybe a common dollar, I think this would be better because I don't see any way to bring these two together.
Here's the problem. The parasitic left wants to colonize and is taking over Austin. I'm not a right-winger. I'm a libertarian. They're authoritarians. They tried to beat me up everywhere and physically attack me last week in Seattle. I mean, it's like a cult. Our soldiers were getting attacked less on average in Iraq. I mean, they saw me as the devil. They believe their own propaganda. They have gone crazy. It is the left saying kill the president, lying about everything. I believe that they've gone completely insane. So how would we ever split off? Because they won't do that. They'll come here and make us their slaves, make us their titty mama.
I think if they rearrange the Middle East and the Iran and the Shia part of Iraq got together, and they're right next to each other, and then the Sunni parts of Iran and Iraq got together, I don't think you have big warfare over there. As long as people are in their own communities with people like them, why would they?
Sure, most of the war in the Middle East is creating the countries and sticking them together when before they were split up along religious and ethnic lines. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying the red would love to let the losers go all kill each other and crap on the streets and Satan worship and fall off the edge of the earth. But you understand, they always follow us around demographically, statistically. They need blood. We don't need them.
Okay, let me throw another thing in and just pull up this stock chart I have. We have this much polarization and an economy that's still doing pretty well. Imagine if we go into a deep recession like 2008, and I think it's going to be deeper because the government's just pumped up the economy artificially. There is no demographic.
Oh, well, stay there. You're absolutely right. When this thing goes belly up, which it will, no matter what Trump does long term, I think he can prop it up longer than Dent thinks. I think I've been proven right last year, but we'll see. it's going to blow. And so what happens when it blows? I mean, when you've got the EBT parasite class, what's going to happen?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I hate to say I'm right again, but last night and this morning, I laid out that the president's actually planning to pull out of Afghanistan, but he's going to do it with a big force so that as people are being pulled out, it basically looks like actually more coming in because of all the movement going on, and that they're brokering a deal between India and Pakistan, using India to put pressure on Pakistan, and then using economic offers to Afghanistan to then shore up the government and get rid of the Al-Qaeda ISIS problem, something bipartisanly the globalists have been using as a destabilizing force, and a program phase two to take over Europe and destabilize it. And Trump said, we're just getting rid of that old plan. That's done. So you're seeing a whole new plan. I've been watching Rex Tillerson during the breaks and reading the transcripts. He's basically saying that on television right now. Now, how did I know this was the plan? Because Trump's doing stuff with what he calls, I love a term he used last night, never heard it before, moral realism. You're a moral person, but then you're realist about it. And you're not all Machiavelli. Just because you can think all Machiavellian doesn't mean you go do it just because you could come up with some schemes and then execute them. How about just do what's normal and natural and good, and then you win just because you're so successful already? So that's what I believe the plan was. Then I made a few phone calls last night. I talked to some fellows I know here also at the office that have a lot of contacts, and I said, what is it you've heard this is? And they all said the same thing. It's a pullout, but an actual plan to wipe out the Al-Qaeda ISIS scum instead of leaving them there like Obama did in Iraq when they pulled out and gave them all the weapons on purpose. So that's coming up with Dr. Steve Pachinik. I don't know his view, but I know he's got a lot of contacts as well. One of the co-founders of Delta Force, best-selling author, ran psychological operations for different operations in the CIA and State Department, co-authored stuff with Tom Clancy. We'll get his take on this. Now, the big question is, can he control the generals and actually have them execute this plan like they've actually done, crushing ISIS in 7 months, doing what he said he'd do? They want to start a wider war and knock out Assad and destabilize more stuff. Trump really has a stabilization plan that's actually good for everybody, including us. And he said we're going to go in there economically and get all the rare earth minerals. Yeah! And they'll want us to come in there. So we'll talk to Anderson in a few minutes. But going back to Harry Dent, he's written the new best-selling book, Sale of a Lifetime, about how if there is going to be an implosion down the road, hopefully we can stave it off, how you can definitely clean up during that time. And you've got Sell the Lifetime. You sign up for the free newsletter. Get big discounts there at sellthelifetime.com. Don't forget about me. I plugged for 30 seconds the first hour. I realize I haven't plugged since then. We won't be here if I don't stop doing that. We're ending mega sales we've had for a month and a half because I'm selling out of a bunch of the products. We've sold out of Myco ZX. We've sold out of BrainForce. It's about to sell out, so I'm pulling the sale on that. And I've got to pull the sales on basically all this today. The Secret 12, the Survival Shield X2, the World Oregano, the Bob's Selenium, the Caveman is excellent, Bone Broth Formula with Chaga Mushroom, and so much more. It's all basically close to selling out, so I've got to pull those sales. What's back in and on sales is Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, and we have it for children as well, and the mouthwash with coil silver, and of course, iodine, amazing systems. I went to the dentist yesterday, hadn't been in a year, and the dentist, my dad's no longer my dentist, he's basically retired, said, man, your teeth are a lot better. So I'm kind of segueing away, into another dentist now. My dad's about to give up his license. And he said, and I'd seen this other dentist about a year ago. And he said, man, your teeth, your gums are a lot healthier, a lot better. What's going on? He said, is that Super Blue toothpaste? And he wasn't joking. Colloidal silver, iodine, the new mouthwash, it's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay, going back to our economist friend, Mr. Dent, he's got a few more charts to show you. And talking about a really bleak situation, saying what happens when the economy goes under and America's already basically been put into a civil war destabilization position by certain parties.
Well, again, Alex, think, okay, things are this polarized now. If the economy goes down, there's much higher unemployment and stocks are crashing and people are losing wealth and their real estate and their homes going down, like in 2008 forward, how much more polarized are things going to be? I hate to say it, it's one reason I'm in Puerto Rico right now. They've been in a recession for 10 years, and there's no polarization here. You don't have that same sort of thing. So if they can bring up the stock chart, I always want to make this point, because every time I'm in the mainstream media, like CNBC or and financial station stuff, they're always like, oh, this isn't a bubble. Well, if you look at it, we've had four bubbles now, 87. This is a bubble boom, just like the early 1900s that ended in the roaring 20s, and then the Great Depression. We had a bubble in 87, 40% crash in 2 weeks, most of it in 2 days. Then we had a bubble, the tech bubble, in the early 2000s, big crash. Then we had the next bubble in the 2007, not as big. Bigger crash, and now we've got the greatest bubble of all. I mean, and all these experts are saying, oh, this isn't a bubble because stocks are not as overvalued as they were in early 2000 and the tech bubble. The tech bubble was in every fundamental trend that I study was 100%. Technology booming, geopolitical cycle, very positive. Demographics, the strongest stage of the baby boom spending cycle. And the sunspot cycle was up during that. All those things, and then it cracked. So this bubble has to burst. I mean, real estate is so expensive that most people can't afford it, especially the young millennials coming in. I just saw an article, Hong Kong is the most expensive real estate market in the world when you compare it to income, as is all of China, but especially Hong Kong. Guess what they're selling now in Hong Kong for poor young people trying to work and make a living. 61 square foot closet condo. 61 square feet. That's a bed that folds down and a little toilet and a sink and a little dresser. That's your house. That's what people can afford there.
Sure. So as they put people into this pressure cooker and as Amazon builds its new buildings where it even gets its employees money to live in Amazon buildings that are triple the cost, but they basically make them live there, as the pressure cooker goes up, when do we get the young millennials and folks to actually blame the top 10 of 1%, the parasitic fake liberal globalists, instead of trying to get their own people to blame free market as if free market's the reason this is happening to them, when, like you said, it's artificiality that's causing it?
Yeah, we don't. If we had free markets, we wouldn't be in this mess, because it's the government that every time the economy goes down, it doesn't let the economy rebalance and flush out.
But Trump has said real estate is too high. Then they say he's trying to plunge the market when he's just being honest about it. But then if we do let it plunge, that hurts us too. So what do we do?
Well, I need to say it. Real estate has to come down, and that's going to hurt banks and lenders, and it's going to hurt people who own real estate. I don't own any real estate except an island off of Puerto Rico. I'm renting here in super-duper condo in San Juan because I don't want to own real estate. My island place is my getaway. It also is moving from 25-acre to 5-acre zoning, so it could drop in half, and I'd still be ahead because now I got 5 lots instead of 1. So I haven't owned real estate since late 2005, because we did predict the real estate crash in late 2005 when everybody said, oh, this isn't a bubble. Bubbles are bubbles. They go up exponentially. They get crazy. They get to
the point. So let me ask you, how long till you think this bubble's going to pop? And look, I think you've been saying any time now for a year or so. Hasn't Trump staved it off with the regulation cuts?
Yeah, well, number one, first of all, we ran an infographic before the election saying why Trump was more likely to win than the poll said. Then when he won and the markets went up, and say they went down overnight, they crashed overnight, but they went soaring up the next day on high volume. And I came out and said to our subscribers, hey, I'm sorry, this bubble ain't bursting yet. We got at least 20%. This is a real rally because the markets would like to see cuts in taxes, cuts in regulations, and they do believe we can get 4% of growth again. I do not believe that's possible in this high debt, declining demographic stage of our economy. But I told people, look, we're going to go up 20%. Well, we're getting close to that. I don't think we're there yet at this point.
All right.
The rally's starting to show some aging signs, but I'm guessing a few months from now, I do think this is going to peak. And I do think, before I showed 3 cycles, a 250-year cycle back to the American Revolution, 84-year populist movement cycle, and a 28-year financial cycle. These things are all coming together right in late 2017, right on this eclipse. So I think something's happening. I'll tell you the biggest sign to me, Alex, real simple. Janet Yellen comes out, I don't know, a month or so ago and says, oh, the banks are now in great shape, and I don't think we'll see a financial crisis for the rest of our lifetime. That is the classic sign. That's what Irving Fisher, the leading economist, in 2 months
before. Not even God can sink this ship. No, I hear you. But you've got all the new science, all the new technology, all the new innovations, and big regulations being cut off of us, and exuberance. Maybe salmon can swim upstream. Maybe exuberance and people knowing that the big banks want to, kind of block the stock market to scuttle Trump. Maybe we can overpower them. But I agree, all the classical points, all the signatures are saying you're right. Ron Paul says it's coming, but it's not Trump's fault. We'll see who's right, unfortunately, or fortunately, very, very soon. Thank you, Mr. Dent.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
There you go, folks. Smart guy, made a lot of accurate predictions. One of the top guys before he left Bain Capital. Smart cookie. And Ron Paul agrees with him. Now, another smart guy that predicted the EU would break up to me 10 years ago on air, that predicted the power would devolve back to the South and the Midwest and to the Southwest and away from the East and West Coast, that the Democrats would become a political party of mental patients. That's now happening. But also, he's worked a lot with the Pentagon in planning and things under Steve Pachinik. StevePachinik.com needs no introduction. I was sitting there watching last night, knowing that for months, Trump's been having meetings every week, had meetings last week at Camp David to finally discuss what he would do. And my takeaway from it is that he's planning a very strong retreat or a true build down. They always claim they're going to build down. They never do. But he's first going to actually take out the real opposition instead of playing with it. like the globalists have been doing, to then bring in a real economic deal that will benefit the United States, India, and Pakistan. But that if Pakistan doesn't want to play ball, then he's going to really use India and others to basically crush them economically and start playing hardball. Now, I know Dr. Pachinik has a lot of contacts. He won't tell us anything classified. I don't need to talk to folks about secret stuff to see that's what I got. Then I talked to a couple guys I know who have a lot of contacts, and they just basically said that they had heard, without me telling them what I thought, basically what I just said. But then I kind of feel bad. If that's really what's going on, we're a big enough show now where if he's not going to tell them the strategy, because you don't tell us what you're going to do, but then you don't want his constituents to get mad at him, he's betrayed us. You know, I'm kind of in a quandary here, but Trump always told us what he was going to do, that he never lied to us. He hasn't lied to us, but he said, I will not tell the enemy what I'm going to do, and I will be, I don't want to say deceptive, but I will put all options on the table when we do something militarily, because you never tell folks what the options are, or then you've eliminated those options. What I think we're seeing is real presidential strategy here, and my gut is the exit is a very strong victory, pulling out with an economic deal, not giving the extremists a safe haven, and cutting off the globalist operation of playing footsie with the Al-Qaeda slash ISIS folks. Dr. Pachinik, that's a mouthful, but is that somewhat accurate or is that wrong?
It's completely wrong. Not only has the president lied to the American public, but more importantly, the generals, Mattis, McMasters, the people we helped to put in, have lied to themselves and to the American public. These are generals who know better than to say that more troops putting into a constant war, an insurgency, will clean out the area, Afghanistan, when I've been in Afghanistan. They don't know the history. Trump again repeats that we were attacked in 9/11. This is always about 9/11. I told you from day one, when I came on this show, it wasn't about Breitbart or Bannon or any of the guys. It was about guys like me and others who said these generals are cowards. They're moral, intellectual cowards. I've known that about McMaster because we paid him. I knew that about Mattis. But I had warned my men in G2, you put these guys in and they act in a different way, I will turn against you and I will have every American turn against you, because this is a disaster. There is no strategy. Putting in more men, McMaster is an idiot. He knows very well does nothing. The effect that you're going to put pressure on Pakistan is absurd. The Pakistani, and Pompeo is the smartest, knows that this was created by AISI, the Inter-Service Intelligence Agency, and the CIA then created the Inter-Service Intelligence
Agency. Hamid Ghul.
Now, let me just get further. There was no terrorist attack from Afghanistan or Iraq, and these generals know it. They're lying. They're coward, moral cowards, and they're ineffectual. And I say that as a former Rear Admiral and a military officer who resigned my commission with honor, and I find them disgraceful. This is the most absurd thing you could have done. Trump is now on notice that we will work against him. The alternative right and the Tea Party started with guys like me and Steve Quayle and others in Montana said this is enough. This 9/11 was an inside attack by CIA. Furthermore, not one of those generals knows any idea how Karzai came in there. I was there the day Zalmay Khalilzad, the neocon who was born in Afghanistan, a CIA operative who worked for me in the West Bank in Gaza, a total moron who never did anything productive in his life, brought in Karzai into Afghanistan. Where
and then his heroin-dealing brother. So let me ask you this.
Hold on.
We're going to skip the break. You got plenty of time. Hold on. Because I want to be clear. I don't call up guests and set up what we're going to talk about. I respect Dr. Pachinik. Hold on, I'm going to you. And I respect his views, and I'm not saying I disagree with him. I'm saying Trump believes the strategy is to go in and build up and pull out. That's what the troops and even mid-level people and high-level are being told. So that's what I said is, it looks like he thinks he's telling the truth to go in and get us out. But I agree, it's never worked. It's a quagmire. It puts more targets on the ground. I said last night on air, I don't know how India is going to really put real pressure on Pakistan. I thought that would cement them more into the Akhani networks and all of it. But I'm trying to be positive and put out all sides. Because here's the thing, Dr. Pachinik. I talked to you. You're a smart guy. And I talked to you a few days before the election. And remember our private conversation. So the thing is, I'm right sometimes when you're wrong. So all I'm saying is I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying this is bold statements by you, and I respect them. I want to hear them. We have you on for a whole hour tomorrow if you want to take calls about it. Because, I mean, look, if Trump's really taking a sideways slide, his support of that bad health care bill, just wanting to get a win, was when he lost a lot of his support with people because it was a bad move. He did that. He hasn't gone after the vaccine makers. He's done some bad things, a lot of good things, too. And I see the globalists hating his guts. Is this the beginning of the sellout by him, like Bannon has kind of signaled this isn't the same administration? What are you saying is really happening?
What's really happening is Bannon was correct, that our military is creating a self-delusional scenario. McMaster's has never won a war. He wrote a book which shamefully tells about dereliction of duty, and he's committing the very dereliction of duty. He knows that. In order to increase his prestige and his presence, he's brought in Mattis also, who never won a war. Every one of those generals had been out of Iraq. They came in right after.
I understand. Generals always want to fight the war. Everybody's lost to prove they can do it. But I agree with you. If it is delusion, they really believe they're going to win with this plan, though, and they really believe they're going to let the military actually wipe out the real ISIS and al-Qaeda folks that we know we've been protecting. So isn't this a different strategy, or are you saying it's all bull?
It's bullshit. The real by the CIA. The real ISI was created by the CIA. The real al-Qaeda was created by the CIA. What are you talking about? We don't have a war on terror. This is 16 years of insurgency in a place that's not even a country. McMaster knows that. Mattis knows that. I've been in Afghanistan.
But I understand, but you're saying, I understand you have, but you're saying Trump then, the thing I'm...
Trump did a big mistake. He should have gone with his impulse. He knew better not to listen to the general.
Well, you notice he said that. Did you watch the speech where he said, my instinct says don't do this?
I don't care what a man says. I care what a man does. And he went against his instincts. He was brought in for his instincts, not to hear the generals. And we actually helped the generals to come in to stop a war. That was my mistake and others. But we will get rid of these generals. They should have been court-martialed for the arrogance and the stupidity and the number of lies.
Let me stop you then, because I want to look at this then as if you're right. He looked forced last night. He didn't want to get to that part. He said, my instincts say this is bad. But now I'm behind the desk and things are different. How did they get him to do this when he's very pig-headed and always does what he thinks is best?
Because you got to remember, when his father wanted to get rid of him and put him into disciplinary action, he was sent to a military academy. He then refused to serve in Vietnam. So he basically looks to generals as if they're their mentors and fathers. These generals are what I call idiot savants. They know what they read, but they don't know how to create a war and a win a war. Unlike Eisenhower and Marshall, who knew exactly how to initiate a war and stop a war, they've never done it.
They don't know how to control a war.
It's not, they didn't even know how to execute a war. They're a disaster. Mad Dog Mattis is a disaster. He hasn't really created anything other than his reputation. He reads all these books.
Well, let me stop you again. You seem really mad. The military sources I've talked to are disgusted by this, and there are a lot of really right-wing anti-
men will die. Men will die. Trump has now created a greater graveyard for our men, which shouldn't have been there in the first place. It's absolutely.
But what about his argument? What about his argument that since we've lost so many troops, we've now got to win this? The only way to win it is to kill everyone in Afghanistan.
It's exactly what happened in Vietnam. We kept on putting more and more men until we lost 50,000 men's lives, 250,000, and we killed 3 million Vietnamese, and we lost the war, and we walked out of there. McMaster,
and now we've conquered them via the economy. Well, what about Trump's statement about, we're going to offer you a carpet of gold? He said money.
In cars, the Afghanistan is so corrupt. They're running billions of dollars. The CIA knows it. We know it. It was nothing.
Well, let's bring up the opium. Opium production was 3% worldwide out of there in 2001. Right. Now it's 97% out of Afghanistan. What's going on with the opium?
Okay. The opium is a crucial element of export. Our Marines protect it or whatever getting in. I don't even have to talk about opium. Let's talk about
it. No, let's get into the real stuff. You say you want to stop it, then tell folks what's going on.
What's going on is that Pakistan and India for 75 years have been shooting at each other on a daily basis over Kashmir. Have we stopped it? No. Can we stop it? Possibly, but we don't need soldiers for that. I need a Rex Tillerson who's smarter than they are, who ran a $400 billion company, who understands negotiation, diplomacy. I don't need an idiot who's been reading Socrates or some moral books and has no idea what he's doing.
Oh, I love how Mattis tries to impress everybody that he's read a philosophy book.
Idiot. We paid him money in the Clancy franchise. I was not happy. I was hoping that he would act in a more professional way, but I taught at the War College. This man's an idiot. He's basically, he should have been court-martialed for this decision. He's performing dereliction of duty. The problem is our generals have been they have been patsies. They have been treated like feminine, like prima donnas. If this were George Marshall, I would have fired 600 of those generals on top as he did in World War I, and we won the war. We're going to have a bloodbath that you've never seen before. And I've warned you, and I wasn't being correct. This is not about terrorism. That's bullshit. This is not about...
Then it has to build back up.
I get reprimanded anyway. I get reprimanded. Anyway, Alex, doesn't matter. You can see I'm furious because we helped to put in these generals, and I thought they were smart enough. I had half a brain.
No, you did during the campaign after warn them, don't let them go wild. Don't expand these wars in these wars.
What happened? He went right into that.
Does Trump not get any credit, though, that he controlled them so far and didn't let them expand the war in Syria?
He gets no credit whatsoever. This is not a question of a grade. This is a question of what we call the existential moment. You want to go to war, it takes 6 seconds to go to war. You want to get out of war, it's taken us 17 years to find out what the hell we're doing there. We don't belong there. Men are dying there every day. We have no strategy. And putting more men into the place is not principle rationality or principle morality.
Then here's the question. Why are they doing it? You agree it's delusional, and they think there's a plan to extricate.
Hey. This is $6 trillion in that war. And who's going to make money? KBR. Who makes money in Africa? KBR. What are we doing in Djibouti? The same thing. I've got soldiers who come back and say, what the hell was I doing in Africa? Why am I Djibouti, Sudan, Somalia? The soldiers have no idea what they're doing.
Why don't we do what China does and just go with economic power and take over?
I agree with you. We don't have the brains. I thought Trump would be smart enough to do that, Alex. You just hit it on the head. China went into Djibouti, and instead of using guns, they built 400 miles of railroads from Djibouti to Ethiopia. What do? We send a bunch of young Christian kids who don't speak Arabic, they don't speak French, and we send them to guns to Somalia and Sudan to support corrupt individuals. That's our military. They're dysfunctional. We have billions of dollars invested in men who have never really done anything in the real life, and they have been treated like prima donnas. It's the most socialist system I've ever seen. They get up every day. They know what to do.
So you're saying it's basically like Paths of Glory, but America style.
This is like paths of childishness. These are pansies. These are not men. These aren't men who went out to create jobs. These aren't men who went out and risked their lives to do something creative. These are men who got addicted to some kind of shooting and have no idea what it means. They have no idea what regime change means. One of the reasons why I left the National War College was these men like McMaster and Mattis and others, were stupid. And after a while, you couldn't really talk to them. And when the Iraq war occurred, I said to all of these guys going in, you're going to lose, and you won't even know what you're doing. You will be in there for years on end because Paul Wolfowitz and Zombie.
Sure, but here's the thing. Maybe they're not stupid. Maybe they're parasites, and all they want is the money a war brings.
That's fine. I don't care how you say it. They're stupid. They're parasites. They are malcontents. These are misanthropes of our society.
Okay, well, why do people seem to think then that this is really a build down for real to then go in, claim we made a deal with them, paper it over, and then haul ass out of there? From your sources, you think this is a real escalation of invasion? Because notice, he didn't say any numbers. Well, tell me. What do you think?
No, it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. This is not a strategy. It's a cockamamie series of tactics that McMaster has no idea what he's talking about. He's going to economically...
We're back in 70 seconds. The Paul Watson's coming up, too. Fourth hour. Tell everybody to tune in. Infowars.com/show. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. David Knight's launching a new broadcast, 8 a.m. I want to get Pachinik on tomorrow for a full hour with David if David wants him on. I bet David does.